Oh, hi there, Rocky. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service to answer any questions you might have, and then also to apply a very reduced rate for your well-established business. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Going great, brother. How's yours?
Oh, not bad. Not bad at all. Thank you very much for asking. Well, you know, I've got your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with the different places that a business can appear on the first page, right?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, we're all consumers for something, and pretty much when we don't know who to call, we Google it, right? It's what we say. It's what we do. It's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet, and it is the real power of this particular listing. You know, for most of us, for many of the services that we need, we don't know who to call, and nobody bothers to call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. No one uses the yellow pages anymore. We just Google it. We jump on a smartphone. We hop on a computer. We type in the keyword or search phrase for the service we need, and 9 times out of 10, we're going to call and hire someone we see off of that first page. Now, unlike the yellow pages where it was alphabetical and 20, 30 years ago there was all of these double A this or triple A that businesses, they knew they would be ahead of their competitors alphabetically. They would get more phone calls because people would just, you know, flip to the service they needed alphabetically, start calling alphabetically those businesses listed there, and they would find somebody. Now, it almost does still work the same way. The guy that we call, the guy that we is available to do the job, the guy that has a fair price, that's the guy we're going to hire, right? But Google doesn't list alphabetically like the yellow pages did. Google lists out of relevance and authority. So the businesses that are on the first page are there because they have more content online relating to that particular search than their competitors have. So on verified, trusted destinations and directories that Google looks for and ultimately indexes when someone does a keyword search, we'll make sure that we are talking about your services and your service area. And we're talking about almost 70 different destinations and directories, everything from a fully optimized Facebook page for your business, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, to dozens and dozens of other directories that are not as well known to the public. Rocky, we don't create that content for your potential customers to see. We create it for Google and Bing to see. Opendi, Pointcom, Solio, Telnav, directories that no one's ever heard of, but those directories are as trusted and as important to Google as something like a Yelp listing or a Facebook page. And again, all of those directories, all that content will be kind of reinforcing the fact that you provide services in this particular area for things like flooring, drywall, painting, and things like that. So you're going to pop up on the first page ahead of your competitors and get those direct phone calls. Now, Sarah says there's no website currently, but you do have that Facebook page, right?
Yes, sir.
So we can actually use photos off of that Facebook page or additional photos that you want to send us either now or later on down the road. Because you are 10 years in as a company, you qualify for both reduced pricing for the service itself and also for a website to be included at no additional cost. Our job is, of course, to not just list you on the first page. It's to give the people that see you there the reasons why they would want to call you. And, of course, having that website that kind of showcases the services you provide, before and after photos, talking about your decade of experience, that's going to get your phone ringing. Now, the website, like I said, would actually be included, meaning we would build it, post it, maintain it, and even update it for you, include it at no additional cost. And as far as the pricing goes, it is a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contract. So our job is, in fact, to simply keep your phone ringing, make sure that you're getting those jobs, make sure that you choose to use the service. We have to earn your business. It's performance-based on our end. And like I said, you qualify for that reduced pricing for a 10-year-old business. The lowest rate that we offer to the public is actually for well-established companies like yours. In this case, you see a savings of a little bit over 50%. So it's exactly $200 off the normal cost of the service. It does bring your rate down from what would have otherwise been $399 a month to a fixed flat rate of just the $199, and that $199 would be the exact amount. So no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. There's no third party involved. You're not paying for a lead and then chasing down that lead or being in a bidding war with your competitors or dealing with a potential customer who's expecting several bids and several phone calls. You get a lot of that with a paid lead service like Home Advisor or AngieList. With this, like I said, people will call you directly. They will have seen your website before they called you, and they're hoping at that point that you're available to do the job and already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, whether it's 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, it would just be that flat rate, that $199. Now, Rocky, this is a position we're looking to fill. Tara's job this afternoon is to help me find the one company that we'll work with. And then once we find that company, we close out the category. We cannot put our clients in competition with each other. That, of course, is good for you, and it's also good for us, too. It's a month-to-month service on our end. It doesn't make sense for us to put our clients in competition with each other. We want you to get the maximum number of phone calls and the best opportunities. That way, you're much more likely to continue to use the service. Since it is a month-to-month service with that website even included at no additional cost, being that it is that fixed flat rate, I'm sure that's something that you would want for your business, right?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, Google it, right? It's what we say and it's what we do, and it's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. Every new client or customer that finds you online does become someone who can potentially use you again for different services down the line, can start recommending you to their friends and their family. So it's really going to help you to continue to grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everybody goes online looking for the service that they need. Now, the other thing that I can do here, and Tara attached it, I think she found it when she was looking for your website. It's the AngieList or the Home Advisor profile. Now, Rocky, I know that's a lead-based service, and you pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not. Is that a service that you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
I just started it, like...
You did? Okay. Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Have you gotten any leads yet?
Yeah, I got, like, 7 leads in an hour, in, like, a day, and then, but I paused it right now because I'm kind of busy with work right now, so I paused it for 2 days.
Right. Were you able to follow up or try to follow up with any of those leads? Did any of them turn into work?
I went to one of them, and it sounds like he's going to want to do it next Wednesday. And
another one, he sent me pictures, and I gave him a price, and then he's thinking about it. He's going to call me back, and then
okay. He's
like, that sounds good. I lowered it a little bit because at first it was kind of high, but I lowered it.
Yeah.
And then there was another one that... another one that, I don't know, yeah, like 3 of them, they were pretty good, I called them right away and all that good stuff, but.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's going to be kind of par for the course there. I mean, you are going to get plenty of leads, and you will most likely have to put them on pause now and then, because what Angie's does, and their focus is completely different than ours, their job is to send and sell you as many leads as you're willing to pay for, and then, of course, they turn around and sell the same lead to your competitors, and whether you get the job or someone else gets the job, or even when no one gets the job, which happens a lot, you know, you'll find people that are just looking for an estimate to try and budget for a future project. They don't even really realize that business owners are paying good money out of pocket right at that moment to get that lead in the first place. So you'll get a lot of tire kickers. You'll get a lot of people that are looking for the cheapest guy. So you might find you have to lower your own price to get that job. It doesn't always work out for especially smaller companies. You know, that lead fee adds up pretty quickly sometimes before the work comes in. But it's a well-made service, and I certainly would not want to say anything bad about it. It's just a different service than what we provide. And certainly there's no direct conflict. You don't have to stop using the Angi Leads to be a top option on the first page of Google. What I would tell you, though, Rocky, is what my clients tell me, the ones that have a lead-based service, whether it's the one that you've got or Thumbtack, Networks, CraftJack, any of those others, you know, most business owners prefer to get direct phone calls. And even the ones that have experience and success with their lead service, they're still more than happy to put those leads on pause more often or cap them at a lower amount. Some of my clients will actually shut their lead service off altogether and let their phone ring. Like I said, you're going to reach a much larger target audience. The calls coming directly to you through our service are very high converting. They're looking to find that right company. And again, by the time they call you, they're hoping that that is going to be you. They want to hire you. That's why they're calling you. So the other thing that I can do then here, and I'm going to apply the promo code. I can find it. There it is. So this is a promo code that I'm applying. It's not specifically for the Angi leads. Of course, we have nothing to do with them, but it is for someone who is currently paying advertising dollars elsewhere, and it does allow me to adjust or reduce the cost of the setup fee by an amount of my choosing. Now, again, when we're creating almost 70 different directories, the content necessary to get you on that first page, there is normally a $299 setup fee just to help us offset the time, the resources, the direct cost involved with creating that content. I might sometimes take off 20, 30%, sometimes 50%, but since you just signed up with that service and since I know that the lead fees are pretty expensive, especially for the work that you do, for the bigger the job, the more you'll pay. A painting like a residential repaint, that might cost you $120, $140, $160 just for that lead. Even if you don't get the job, you have to pay for that. So I'm actually going to take two-thirds off that setup fee, take a full $200 off of that one-time setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of only $99. Of course, that attaches to only that first month, and then every month after that, it would be that fixed flat rate of the $199. Keep in mind, not only is the initial construction of your website going to be included, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of your website is included as well. So we can use, like I said, photos that you already have. You can take new photos of new jobs we send you, and we can add those photos to your website as well. There would never be any additional costs for that. And you'll always know when clients find you from the local map or from individual directories or from your website. Now, most of the time, you will simply get direct phone calls. People needing your services will call you directly. Everything has the click-to-call feature. There will, though, be a contact form on your website so people can tell you where they're located, what they want to have done, when they want you to come out. Anytime they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email. So, Rocky, you'll know right away when someone is trying to contact you and whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It is still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. And then anything they type into that form will repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, are you doing strictly residential work, or are you looking to take on commercial work as well?
I wouldn't mind taking on commercial work.
Yeah, it's good to have those opportunities, right? And that's exactly what you'll get here. You'll get those opportunities, you'll get those phone calls, and we will then do very targeted marketing to make sure that you're getting both residential and commercial clients calling you. And you do quite a lot. I mean, as far as the different services that you provide, do you have kind of a bread and butter service, or is there one area of the services that you provide that you would want to see more work of over something else, or kind of it's all fair game? Like, what do you like to do? Yeah, it's all good.
I like all interior and exterior residential remodeling is what I really like. But I want to get into new construction home building as well.
Okay, good. So we can focus on those types of searches, you know, kitchen, bathroom remodel, things like that, room additions, new construction. I mean, we can start to get you found for those different services too. Now, did you have any other questions, though, for me at this point?
No, not yet.
Okay, perfect. So, I mean, obviously we're going to want to delve deeper into the services you really want to provide, you know, where you want to be found and things like that. We would do a follow-up call with one of our technicians to even get things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., you know, what's unique about your business. If you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, you know, family owned and operated. I mean, those are the kinds of things that really draw people's attention and make them want to pick up the phone to call you. If you've already got a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions, and we would take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You would not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. If you did want to move forward with this, I would do what's called a voice verification. It's required of us. It gets recorded through the computer, and it does attach to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is, of course, a month-to-month service, that we would be reducing both the one-time setup fee, the subscription cost, including a website for you as well. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward, and if everything makes sense at the end of that, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. And Rocky, what is your last name, sir?
Salas.
Oh, could you say that again?
Salas, S-A-L-A-S.
S-A-L-A-S, okay. And then I did see zone4114@yahoo.com. Is that a good email address for you? The one on the Facebook page, zone4114@yahoo.com.
Say that one more time.
Your email address. Gotcha. Okay.
Yep.
And that's your email address. But as far as a physical address to promote for your business, you're service based. You always go out to the customer, and so no one ever does come to you, right? There's no address that you would need us to promote for your business.
No, that's good. Like, that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. And even if it were a shop or a small office, since you don't see customers come to you, Google does not want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to try to drive out there and knock on your door. So I am, like I said, required to read this voice verification before I'm even able to ask for any form of payment. But if it all makes sense, we can move forward. We can schedule that follow-up call with our technician, start building out that website, get you on that first page. Now give me just a second here, Mr. Salas, to get that voice verification set up here. Okay. So, Rocky, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Salas, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Zone Improvement Construction.
And that's exactly how I have that. And then, Rocky, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Rocky Salas, owner.
Okay. And then, Rocky, as the owner of Zone Improvement Construction, Mr. Salas, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right? You make all the decisions. You make all the decisions for your company, right? You're authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business. You make the financial marketing decisions for your company?
Yes, I make all that.
Perfect, yeah. Yeah, and then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Rocky, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Wait, say that one more time, I'm sorry.
For the billing information that you'll be using for our services, are you an authorized user on that account?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. So it's not a card that you found off the street. You're not borrowing it from your friend without telling them you're going to use it for this. We just have to ask. You know, it's a silly question. And then, of course, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that people needing your services are able to contact you directly. We specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to both phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Rocky. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. People are going to be calling you, wanting to hire you and speak with you. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, we are already aware of the Angie Leads or Home Advisor. There's no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is that we will make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Rocky, that's fair enough, right?
Right.
Yeah, we'll do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will create that website, and we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of the business information for your company online is accurate and consistent. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, reducing both the one-time setup fee as well as the subscription cost, with it being a month-to-month service with the website, in fact, being included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 8th of June, in the very discounted total amount of just $298.00. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 8th of the month at the further reduced rate of just $199. And again, that $199 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls will come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website, Rocky. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, we do offer our services completely at will, which means if after that second payment you find that you've got more work than you can take on, if you want to go on vacation, you can, in fact, even pause the service seasonally if necessary. And, of course, you may absolutely discontinue the agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, by simply contacting our client support team. Rocky, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Salas, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Rocky, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That does conclude the voice verification. And then, Rocky, that first payment, sir, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Rocky, what does work best for you, sir?
Did you say it's 200?
It would be 299. That's the 199 a month, and just the one-time setup fee that I reduced from 299 down to $99. So the first month with the one-time setup fee is 298. Every month after that, it does drop down to 199.
Yeah, I'm interested for sure in getting it going. Are you guys going to send me the Google?
Could you say that again? I hear you working, so there's a little bit of noise in the background. We're gonna verify your listing with Google. You'll get a Google PIN card in the mail, and of course we'll mirror the content on Bing as well. So you'll be a top option on the first page of Google and Bing in that local map section.
Okay, but I'm saying, like, after I see you, are you guys gonna email me and tell me, like, are you guys gonna make a web page for me?
Oh, yeah, no, of course, we have to do all of that content. You know, like I said, we will schedule a follow-up call with our technician. We'll get all the information that we need to start building out your website. It's going to take us about 3, 4, maybe 5 business days to build your website, to create that content. You are, of course, going to have 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard, so very easy to understand, but detailed reports where you can see exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from, and of course you'll always have live access to client support Monday through Friday. You can email us 24/7. The more actively involved you are in your campaign, the better. Like I said, you are going to have those reports that update in very near real time, but a lot of our clients are happy just to ask someone who's never called them before, hey, how'd you find me? And when people say, oh, I saw your website on Google, then they know it's working for them, and that's enough for some of our clients. But like I said, we do provide the detailed tracking and reporting for your access and for your benefit.
Okay.
So let me pull up that client interview, Callan, to see when we can follow that schedule that follow-up call with our technician. And then that first payment, Rocky, was that going to be MasterCard, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
It's MasterCard.
And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
Just my business name.
Okay. So it says Zone Improvement Construction on there. You said it was a MasterCard. That should start with a 5, as all MasterCards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
One second, sir.
Oh, sure. No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Stopped raining. It was raining on me, so I was trying to hurry up and get the food dried in, but it...
Oh, that's good. A little break in the rain is always good. Rain is good, but the break in the rain and the after when it stops is always good, too.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to go ahead and read that 4 digits at a time, I'll read it back to at the very end, then, for accuracy.
Okay, and you said the business is called Local Splash?
Yeah, we're Local Splash. We're a Google Premier partner. We've been in business since 2004. So coming up quick on our 18-year anniversary, that's a long time for any company, and certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization and putting businesses on that first page, it is a very long time indeed. Now, of course, you're going to receive everything in writing, including everything that we went over in the voice verification.
Oh, nice. Perfect. Whew. Yeah, sorry about that. I was trying to get that.
Completely understandable.
Let's see. All right, let me get my wallet out.
Okay. Whew. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Yeah, this will be a good thing for the business, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Google, right? So you said it was a MasterCard, right? And on that card, it's the business name, Zone Improvement Construction?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm ready for that number whenever you are, Rocky.
All right, it's 5572.
Okay.
6800.
Yes, sir.
0166.
Okay.
3075.
And then the expiration month and year?
0327.
03 of 27, and the last three digits on the back of the card?
893.
So I've got 893, 893 on the back of the card. I've got 03 of 2027, the expiration date, and the card itself was at 55-72-68-00-166-30-75.
Right.
Does that bill at the 532 Discover Drive in Wayland, 49348?
Yep.
And you do receive your mail there, right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Because Google, we're going to want to verify that you're an active business in the local area, and Google does prefer the U.S. Postal Service. We will not verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes. Those can obviously be rented by someone outside of town. Since we are talking about the local map, we want to make sure that it is, in fact, local businesses that are displayed there. Now, of course, we'll make sure that you're just listed city and state, not even the zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. Now, Mr. Salas, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy or if you want to just type it into your phone, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach client support. Rocky, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That is 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can email the support team 24/7, of course. If you email the support team before or after hours, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply supports@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive that by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately, and it is on the invoice email that there is a link to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You will also receive that link by direct text message, and depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive the text message before you receive the email, since our emails are sent out every couple of minutes in bulk. But when you receive either the text message or the email, let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on our end is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. And again, we do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes only about 25 or 30 minutes. Now, there is availability in this upcoming hour here at 2 o'clock. We're booked out at 3, but there's a 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and then we're booked out again at 6. Did you want 2, 4, or 5 o'clock? Which of those times would work best for you? It's a one-hour window. The call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes, so it would get to you maybe a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour, and then again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. Would 2 o'clock, 4, or 5 work out better for you?
5 is perfect.
5, okay. So we'll schedule it from 5 until 6. Like I said, it's a one-hour window. You'll receive a reminder email through our automated system at 4 o'clock that the call is scheduled at 5. I'm going to also send you a calendar invite to the email we've got on file. The calendar invite is going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Now, did you receive either the text message or the email?
Yep, I got both.
You got both. So if you open up the text message, it goes right where we want it to go. If you open up the email, of course, it's got the invoice below it. In the body of the email, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And then if you click on the blue click here, that's hyperlinked to where the text message goes. But in either case, it would open up where it says local splash terms of experience with services listed on the left-hand side, starting with Google Business Profile Optimization. Do you see that? Okay,
yep.
Perfect. So, of course, the Google Business Profile Optimization, we're going to mirror the content on Bing as well, the other major search engine. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, it's almost 70 different directories. The landing page is the website that we'll build for you. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box, and then in the longer box, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, the box below that line, do click or type there, and we would need you to either type or copy and paste your name, Rocky Salas, in the box. It is, of course, case sensitive, needs to have appropriate spacing, so if you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. Once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box below it. Rocky, that does a couple of things, a few things actually. It does let us know that you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that it's month to month, that we've reduced the setup fee, reduced the subscription cost, that we're including the website for you, etc. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are in fact an active business in the local area. And it does let us do the initial NAPW audit as well to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. Now, you will know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
Yep, I'm there.
Okay. So first of all, you don't have to worry about doing that right now. The reason it's doing that, our automated system thinks you're trying to log into your tracking and reporting system, so it's asking you to log in. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is actually the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon for your tracking system. I think if you were able to put in a username and password at this point, it would give you an error message that your tracking system has not been activated yet. Of course, we'll activate that with starting with the client interview that we do and the information that we'll get. The username I can give you now, though, the password has not been generated yet. Once your client dashboard is active, we'll text and email you out both the username and the password. The password's a default password, so you can change it once you're able to log into your account. The username, though, is simply your phone number, area code included, but no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just the numbers, and it will always then be the 616-334-4629. That will always be your username. In any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do include either your phone number or your username, which are basically the same thing. When they do the client interview today at 5, they'll give you the photos@localsplash.com email, so you can email photos directly to the photos team, but anything and everything can be sent to the support email and it will just get forwarded to the right department. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. It will be someone else from the interview department giving you that follow-up call right at around 5 o'clock, but I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you, get that website out there, get your phone ringing, and you know, earn your business just 1 month at a time.
Definitely, man. I appreciate it big time, man. Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, I know you're pretty new to that paid lead service, but I remember before, of course, it's only been about 6 months now that they rebranded both HomeAdvisor and Angie's List into the single entity Angie or Angie Leads. But for about 8 years, it was Home Advisor. Before that, it was called Service Magic. And I remember speaking with people way back that were using Service Magic. A lot of them find it is hit or miss. A lot of them find that it misses more often than it hits. So if we're able to get your phone ringing enough to where you can scale back or even shut off those leads, I think that's good for you. And it also makes me feel pretty good, too, after hearing so many business owners say that they spent so much good money off of so many bad leads. So we're hoping to get this going for you, get your phone ringing, and maybe help you to scale back or shut off those leads.
Definitely, man. That sounds great.
Real pleasure speaking with you, Rocky. Like I said, it's going to be someone else from our interview team giving you that follow-up call a little later on today. But you take care. You enjoy the rest of the day, sir.
Oh, thank you. What was your name again?
My name is Paul.
Paul, that's right. Thank you, Paul. I highly appreciate you, brother.
No problem. I appreciate you and your time. You've been a patient guy, a nice guy, even made me laugh a couple of times. To be honest with you, Rocky, I don't always get all of that, and a lot of the times I get none of that. So it's nice to speak with someone who was as respectful of my time as I hope I have been of theirs.
Oh, definitely, man. You've been very professional and a lot of help.
Oh, thank you.
I highly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you very much. And I know that Tara said that you're a nice guy. She put that in the notes. Well, I appreciate your time, Rocky. You have a great day, sir. Thanks again.
All right. Thanks, Paul. You too.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.